Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, he gave you the Seahawks over the Niners last week. Nevada smoking UNLV in Sin City. On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how are things in South Florida?
Pretty good, except for I just heard that Miami has 11 players that aren't playing tonight due to COVID. So,
wow.
Other than that, good.
Yeah, it's aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play?
Right.
Jeez.
We can still win. We're playing North Carolina State, so.
All right. Let's actually start in the ACC. We got the Battle of Unbeatens in South Bend, Notre Dame, seeing if the door can remain open. Clemson again going without Trevor Lawrence. They rallied to knock off BC last week. The Irish played some solid defense, blew out Georgia Tech. Efficient performance by Ian Book. They ran for almost 250. Still, despite losing two starters on defense and their quarterback, Tigers a 5-point road chalk. What gives here?
So, watching Notre Dame all year, and the note that I'm writing down early and often is their receivers, they just can't get separation. They got some real problems there. I know guys graduate, and you see guys move on, other guys step in, but I've never seen a year where they went from having Chase Claypool and Cole Kmet to having nothing. So they made some plays, you know, going up for balls because they got some tall receivers. They got a couple kids that are, one kid that's 6'5", a couple of two others 6'2", 6'3". But this is different. They're going up against quality. So Clemson, their defense, they create havoc. 9.3 tackles for loss per game, which is number one. Normally you see most teams, they'll have 4 to 5 tackles for loss. Good teams, 6 to 7. But 9.3 is really high. And, you know, I know they're playing a backup quarterback, but the kid played all last week, and he brought him back from being down 28-13. And don't feel sorry for Clemson. Wait till you see this kid. He's really good. I like Clemson 28-20.
All righty. BYU with Clemson, the only 7-0 teams at the FBS level. They're on the Smurf turf to play Boise State. Cougs' independent schedule, not exactly a dangerous gauntlet. I mean, they beat Western Kentucky, Texas State. Boise State's played twice. They put up a lot of points. Both quarterbacks, Jack Sears and Hank Bachmeier, have been playing. BYU trying to get to 8-0, laying 3 on the road. What's the play here?
So I have a feeling it's going to be Sears. I think Bachmeier, you know, they really guard, you know, who's going to play and what the situation is. But he must have either had COVID or COVID tracing. And so if I had to make a wager, I'd say that it's going to be Sears. I think he's pretty good. I mean, not as good as Bachmeier, but not bad. And they, on the home turf, they're pretty tough. I mean, BYU's, I think their weakness is their secondary. I just don't think they can cover top-end guys here. BYU, I love Zach Wilson, 19 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, but it's time for them to go down. It's about to strike midnight. Boise, 34-30.
All righty. A little closer to home, Oregon opening this unique season at an empty Autzen Stadium. Stanford's in town. Cardinal had a very young offensive line last year, but they earned some valuable playing time. Ducks begin the post-Justin Herbert era with Tyler Shuck, though we might see some of the Boston College transfer Anthony Brown. Complete new offensive line. Davis Webb, we now know, is the guy in Palo Alto. Pretty big number. Oregon minus 10. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I was shocked. I thought this line maybe, you know, should have been about 3.5, 4. Just all the uncertainty. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of these teams that had to bring in new coordinators. You know, it just takes time. And the Oregon quarterback position might be unsettled for a little bit, and offensive line, a lot of new pieces there. That could be a problem. David Mills isn't great, let's be honest. You know, he had 6 starts. He completed 66% of his passes. 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, but it helps that he does have 8 other returning starters and all the entire offensive line and 4 of the top receivers from last year. Also, there's a stat, and Stanford, I usually don't take them as a short underdog, but how about this? When they're getting 7 or more points as a road underdog, 5-0 against the spread. That's when 28-24, but Stanford covers.
All righty. Let's get to the big one in the SEC. Even though they both lost, it's once was the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Number 8, Florida. Number 5, Georgia. That ain't happening. Kyle Trask of the Gators been putting up big numbers. The Bulldogs' lone blemish was getting put in their place at Bama. They won a defensive grinder last week. Uga laying 3.5 at Jacksonville, who we like in here.
So probably 3 weeks ago, even with the quarterback Stetson Bennett, who not very good, I thought they were the best team in the country. But they went into Alabama, and since that time, I just don't see them as the same team. I just think they lost that little swag that they had. Their defense, I think, is great. But the problem here is they lost 3 starting guys on the defense, and one of them, 2 starting defensive tackles, that's big. And they do have depth, but they lost their best player, Richard LeCon. He will not play in this game. So I think they're down a notch there. I think Kyle Trask is something special at quarterback. Here's a guy that, you know, he just gets it. The green light is on, and if he has a big game here, you know, don't be shocked if he thrusts himself into this Heisman race, and he's got weapons. I mean, he's got a tight end, Kyle Pitts, that'll be coming out. He'll be a top 15 pick in the first round. Love this kid, Kadarius Toney, number 1 senior slot back. He runs, catches, reminds me a lot of Percy Harvin.
Whoa.
Wrong team favorite, Florida, 27-23.
All righty, and in the NFL, it's a marquee matchup, but a rarity with the Seahawks again traveling into the Eastern time zone, battle of division leaders with the Bills. They look like they had the 49ers blown out of the water last week, a little rally closed the gap. Buffalo's defense made a huge play, stripped Cam Newton of the ball to beat the Patriots. Josh Allen versus Russell Wilson. The Seahawks, a small 3-point road chalk. What gives here?
Well, I mean, in September, Buffalo was the rage. I mean, they look like they were a possible Super Bowl contender, but since that time, the offense has absolutely stalled. They just can't get out of their own way on offense. They're averaging just 16 points over the last 4 games, and doesn't look like, you know, anything's going to change anytime soon. And then on defense, you know, they had they had 7 guys in that defensive line rotation last year, but they had 1 starter get hurt in the offseason, another tapped out due to COVID. And the 5 guys they got left, and they're trying to work in some other guys, just not the same. I mean, they're not able to stop the run like they did last year, and their pass rush, I mean, they're just giving the quarterback a little extra time. And Russell Wilson, that's especially. You give him a little extra time, and he'll make you pay. And it's exposed their safeties. Their safeties, which were both Pro Bowlers different times of their career, they've been exposed. So I just can't go against Russell Wilson here. I mean, this offense is almost unstoppable. Sometimes you got to lay it, even on the road. Seattle, 34-24 over Buffalo.
All righty. And finally, as I always say, we cover the games of note locally here to our listeners. Biggie's on the national scene. But when it's showtime on game day, you folks at Paramount Sports are about matchup edges, advantages, picking winners for your clients. The game of the week, Michigan off a miserable week, losing at home to Sparty. They go to Bloomington for the Hoosiers, who had that wild win against Penn State and then beat Rutgers. So, Lee, let the folks know how to get that rather interesting game and all your service has to offer.
They want to hop on board. Now's the time. We've won 8 out of 9 weeks. I don't know anyone in the country that can match my record. I don't know if I told you this, so I started selling my picks. I sold my picks at Vegas Insider for a year or two, but problem was they were offering different prices, so people, you know, even if it was $10 or $20. So I started selling McCovers this year, probably the biggest seller of of handicappers. They have 33 handicappers on there. And what we did was pretty incredible the first 2 weeks since I've joined. They have 33 handicappers. I'm running number one. I checked every other major site like Vegas Insider, pregame, number one record in the country, over 66%. So anyone want to hop on board? Big board this week. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. I have a 40 and a 50-unit play in college football. You can purchase games on a daily, weekend, monthly, or season basis. Just check us out, ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
All right. Hey, fun stuff as always. Appreciate you being flexible as we had to find different games to talk about.
No problem. It happens. It's 2020, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you and I know how to roll with the punches for sure. But always fun stuff, Lee. I hope you and your family are well, and we'll talk next week.
Okay. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.